You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Clement Magnatella
on 702.
Let's walk the talk on 92.7
and 106 FM.
Seven minutes after 9 o'clock. Dumelang, welcome to the show. How are you doing? Majimbos. Eh? Mapantula. Bosister. Majita. Dinsa. I'm learning Tsotsitaal. Someone teach me how to greet in Tsotsitaal. Eh? I'm wearing a sporty today. What's a sporty in English? I don't know what it is. Sporty. Yeah. Ke sporty. I'm wearing a sporty. I'm looking like a pantula vandaag. So if you know, a bucket hat, Abel says. Yeah. Is that what they call it? Okay. Bucket hat. All right. My name is Clement Madimeja. Freddy. What else? Clayton Magnatella. Welcome to the Clement Magnatella Show. It's a great pleasure to be in your company here on 702 on this number one talk radio station. Coming up, the 702 open line. 011-883-0702. That's the number to dial right now. If you want to raise any issue on your mind, the WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702.
702.
Let's walk the talk.
Hey, Tatle Men Magnatella, hey, Tame Bra. Exe, who said me, Joe, me, bro? Banji follow Konopi.
Yeah?
Duli me, bro.
Banji follow what? Banji follow Konopi. What does that mean?
Hi, good morning, Clement. This is Ella. And I don't know why Bongani is so jealous for your rocking your attire this morning, because it's in line with hanging out with the Pantulas for Life. So rock your outfit, my brother. Rock it.
Sure, my sister. Hey, sister. Oprata vare. Yeah? That means you're speaking the truth. Yeah? Oprata vare. Hey. Sure, my sister. It's 12 minutes after 9.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Magnatella
on 702.
Oringavari, yeah. Abel is correcting me. Not Upratavari. Oringavari. All right. So, what do you think the new government in the city of Johannesburg is going to look like? Colleen Makubele has been elected Speaker of the City of Johannesburg Council. She received 141 votes against the multi-party coalition's 139 or so votes, not even 39, but for Alex Christian, right? The DA went into that meeting very confident that its candidate will be voted in, especially because its coalition partners fired councillors who had voted to oust the previous speaker, Vasco da Gama. And you know what's next? A motion of no confidence against Mayor Mpopalat. And given how things turned out with Vasco da Gama, given how things turned out yesterday with the election of Colleen Makubele, you know what this movie and how this movie is going to end, right? And the question on my mind now is, what is the new government going to look like? Cope has the speaker position. The ANC is likely to take the mayorship. The EFF may want to be given some MMC positions. I don't know. But it's about to get real, my friend. So buckle up. Joe Beggars, 011-883-0702. Give me a call, a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702. Let's bring in the new speaker in the City of Johannesburg Council, Colleen Makubele. Now, before I go to your lines, Speaker, thank you for making time. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement. Thank you for having me, and also good morning to the listeners.
When are we going to have the next sitting, this extraordinary sitting, which will likely lead in ushering in the new government in the city of Johannesburg?
I will be making announcements soon. Of course, I was elected yesterday. Today, I'm being sworn in. And then I'll be meeting with the legal team to look at everything, including the time frames, the provisions in law, etc. And then we'll make announcements on when the special counsel is going to sit.
Okay. And can there be objections to that sitting? Or as a speaker, you've got the power to say, this is the day I'm choosing for this extraordinary council?
I do have the powers within the provisions of the law.
Mm.
Of course, objections can come from anywhere, but as long as we are within the provisions of the law, we are going to proceed with the council sitting.
Okay. I imagine negotiations are already underway now. You've already indicated that you have no confidence in the mayor of Johannesburg and Paul Palatsi. The ANC has said the same. You now have people like the Patriotic Alliance voting with you guys in your blog. And I'm wondering, how are those negotiations going? You've got the speaker position. I imagine the ANC will want to take the mayorship. How are the discussions going so far?
Look, not only the ANC is lobbying for the mayorship, there is the minority bloc as well that is also lobbying for the mayorship. They've put forth their candidates as well. But we have been very clear as the minority bloc to say, we want to see a mayor that is going to service the residents of the city of Johannesburg. We don't want to see a mayor that's going to be controlled by Luthuli House or controlled by DA somewhere. And we are also certainly not going to allow to see a mayor who takes instruction from Corneille Muda, who's the chair of the multi-party coalition, with three or two seats as well, you know, and calling the shots in the city of Joburg. We want a mayor who's going to respect each and every party that is represented there, whether you've got one seat or you've got 40 seats or you've got 70 seats.
Mm.
All of us are elected to represent a constituency, and all those constituencies, we want to see them serviced and not impartiality. Mm. And we want to see a mayor who's willing to be held accountable and can promise us what they're going to do for the residents of the city. We'll certainly support them. If ANC can give us those assurances, we'll support them. If the minorities can put forth a competent, fit-for-purpose candidate who can give us those assurances, we'll certainly assist them. We are tired of being run from somewhere else. What is the role of councillors? It cannot be replaced by a coalition agreement. Certainly, our right to lead and to take decisions cannot be taken away by some committee that sits in Cape Town with Colonel Mulder as a chair and Helen Zille and Jens Sanderson telling us what programs to implement in Johannesburg, who we must service in Orange Farm, how we must run our budget. That cannot happen. Our role as councillors must be respected, must be honored, and that's the mayor that we're looking for.
Colin Makubele, the new speaker of the City of Johannesburg Council, thanks for making time. How things change, eh? When I spoke to Colleen a couple of weeks ago, I was calling her the so-called speaker. In fact, the court came back and said she's not even allowed to proclaim herself as speaker. She was claiming to be the acting speaker after Vasco Da Gama was out. And then COPE sent this statement. I think it's the provincial COPE saying she's suspended. Eh? And then Musiwa Lekota says, I'm with her. Her own branch says, I'm with her. And you know what that tells me about specifically COPE is that Dennis Bloom and Willie Madisha's faction in COPE is actually pap, weak. Musiwa Lekota is clearly still firmly in charge of the party despite his so-called suspension by Madisha and Bloom. And I say that because it was Willie Madisha and Dennis Bloom who were behind the suspension of Colleen not so long ago. But Colleen had the support of Musiwa Lekota and her branch, and she stayed. Now she's the speaker. What does that tell you about who is in charge there at COPE?
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
Let's bring in Herman Mashaba, who is the Action SA leader. Mr. Mashaba, good morning.
Good morning, Clement. Interesting listening to the new speaker of the city of Johannesburg. And yeah, very interesting developments. Obviously, quite worrying for residents of the biggest metro, not only in South Africa, in Africa, where we have this chaotic environment. But I think the DM has obviously shouldered the blame because for us, as Action SA, we did everything possible to keep the ANC from taking over this government. And they've allowed them to do it because obviously what Colleen is talking about, it's not their own views. Obviously, this whole thing was engineered by the ANC. But what I think for me is interesting, it's going to be something for South Africans to watch the next few days in terms of the composition of this new executive.
But does she not have a point, Mr. Mashaba? She says this multi-coalition party is being run from Cape Town, with Mulder, with Helen Zille.
I think she's hallucinating. I think she's she mustn't think that all the parties are like COPO where we don't have the leadership. I think you know, we're not like COPO where they don't even know who the leader is. So that's why in this environment.
Okay, quickly.
So I think the coalition arrangement was negotiated by all parties. Unfortunately, we really had DA being really very difficult. I think that this reminded me of my days as their mayor. That's the reason why you remember I resigned 2 years ahead of my time. And we thought this time around they would have learned to respect others. But it looks like actually they got worse this time.
Okay. You may have seen that the Patriotic Alliance, which was part of the multi-party coalition, has voted with this block of the minority parties, leading to Colleen Makobeli being elected speaker. And chances are that's going to happen even with the motion of no confidence in the mayor of Johannesburg. Did you warn the DA about the Patriotic Alliance and how risky it could be to allow them into the multi-party coalition?
Absolutely. In fact, we warned the DA from the time they brought the Patriotic Alliance right at the beginning of the negotiations, bringing the PA into our coalition, because Gayton was very clear from the beginning, and it's on public record to say, look, I'm in this business for power and money. And this, obviously, I think for me, I felt it uncomfortable, and I warned the DA about this. But they insisted on bringing all the other parties and disregarded us, including bringing the UDM into us voting them into MPEC position.
Yeah,
when we had the problem with the speakers, the matter after Vasco Da Gama was voted out, I requested the DA and all our coalition parties. I said, look, partners, I said, guys, please, to stabilize this arrangement, let's give the speaker to the IFP so that we can have the balance of power. We know the DA can run the executive and the legislature be run by the...
And they refused?
By a different party. And unfortunately enough, all the parties, including the Patriotic Front and Freedom Front, accepted this. But unfortunately, they refused, including actually saying to us, no, they are putting someone forward and wanting us and expecting us to vote for Vasco Da Gama again. Only on Monday, they conceded when we told them to go to hell. They then obviously brought in Alex Christian. And then you had Solim Singman coming out with that op-ed in Daily Maverick. So honestly, I don't really blame the Patriotic Front for feeling the way they did. It's just that, unfortunately, it is what it is. I think and I strongly believe that's what the DA wanted. So they've achieved. In fact, I think the biggest party that's celebrating this must be the DA leadership, not their members, but the lot of DA people are really very close with the
Okay, just lastly, Mr. Mashaba, I mean, it's so interesting that the DA wanted to put up Vasco Da Gama again until you guys had to object to it and they refused to give that speaker position to the IFP. The question Joburgers have right now, Mr. Mashaba, is what does this mean for the future of the city? I mean, obviously more turbulence for sure, but what do you think the new government is going to look like? Do you think the Patriotic Alliance is going to demand more and possibly even the mayorship if this coalition wants their vote?
I can imagine that. I wonder if the ANC, when they were engineering this whole move, they realized what they were doing. Because now you've got the ANC, you've got the EFF. Now you brought in the Patriotic Front, and you can imagine the Gayton is not in this game for nothing. He's there for the money and the power. So, and now you've got how many, 7 or 8 minority parties. Only God will save the city of Johannesburg. Let's see what they come out with. I think for me, it's one of the most scariest coalition arrangements the world has ever seen.
Ooh, only God will save the city of Johannesburg, as you say. Pray hard, Mr. Mashaba. Pray hard. Thank you for making time. Mehman Mashaba, Action SA leader. It's about to get real. Really, you need to buckle up. I mean, the Patriotic Alliance, chances... I mean, the question is, are they even going to agree to... What if they say, give us mayorship? Because the ANC, which has more seats in the council than the other parties like that have supported the speaker. They will want to have the mayorship. COPE has the speaker. The Patriotic Alliance may want, if you can't give them mayorship, at least give them one of the key portfolios, maybe economic development. Eh? They're going to want one of those key portfolios. So negotiating that, it's going to be very tricky. And that's exactly the process that's currently underway. Mbazi Mashiloa made an interesting point this morning that what the ANC and other parties did yesterday is the same thing that the DA and other parties did in Nelson Mandela Bay. So the issue is not the DA or the ANC, but it's that trading of votes for the seats in the micro. And that, my friends, are the kind of parties that we're going to have in 2024. That, my friends, are the kind of parties that are going to sit down and form a coalition in 2024. If you are seeing this instability in the biggest metro in the country, what's going to happen when all of this is happening at the national level? Huh?
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyatela
on 702.
Eshla, you're calling from El Dorado Park. Good morning.
Thanks, Clement. Thank you for taking my call. And it's really true what Mr. Mashaba is saying now, that it's in for power and for money. It's not about the residents. I would also like to know, we voted PA. Are we part of the ANC now? Are we ANC members? Because you went with them.
Mm.
Very, very unfair. I'm not speaking for anybody in the El Dorado Park, but I think all of us, we are over it now. It's like a biryani. There's a sort of everything in there, potatoes, eggs, spices, and that is what this government looks like. But as a resident of El Dorado Park, I must say, we are deeply hurt, deeply hurt.
Yeah, and you're right.
I don't know what the future holds, but power and money doesn't give you the right with the residents aside.
Yeah. And I don't know what this biryani is going to do for us, Eshla.
I'm telling you, Clement, it's going to get worse. Power is not just about power. Money is not about money.
Absolutely. Hemen Mashaba says, only God can save the city of Johannesburg. Yo. Eshla says, keep biryani.
Good morning, Clement, and congratulations to Councillor Colleen Makuvela for her new position as the Speaker of City of Joburg Council. She was vocal about service delivery in the city of Joburg. They must not be distracted by the DA, who is controlled by the office in Cape Town. They must walk the talk and make sure that they strive to serve the people of the city of Joburg with passion. It's Shotis Nyolen Mafefe Limpopo. Thank you.
Tell them they must walk the talk.
Clement, you know, there's something worrying me about this collusion government in this country, because it seems like it's all up. Every second day, somebody's being voted out, a vote of no confidence. And you ask yourself, we elect these people to do the right thing for ourselves, but it seems like they go to power just to choose their own way of running the whole thing. Like, you know, it's like they're doing each other a favor for somebody to be in power through this collusion. I don't think it works. It's going to work anyway perfectly. Thanks. It's Nimrod here. Cheers. Sorry for that.
It's a Clement Firi. Mocha,
Morning, Clement. You see, when they talk about COPE is finished, they can't cope. There we go. Colleen Makubele, congratulations. But again, I do not like the nature of coalition politics in South Africa. What happens is service delivery, which should be the key focus of you know, local government, you know, it's now derailed with you know, this kind of politics. It pains me that we really always see is just this constant change. And look at Nelson Mandela Bay. It breaks my heart, Clement. I congratulate Colin, but I just hope that they can just come together and work
for the Joburg people. There's a lot that's wrong with this, with the city. We have to start working and fixing it. Prince in Bedford View.
Yeah, Prince, go check out our Thursday dialogue. I had a wonderful conversation with some really amazing guests, you know, people like Dr. Bo, people like Tessa, Doom, and we were having a conversation about what lessons we can learn because from countries like Germany and Sweden. What are the lessons we can take from that? Because the problem we have here is political parties tend to position themselves as enemies and not opponents, which creates all manner of problems when it comes to creating coalitions. But when you look at Germany, Germans are accustomed to finding ways to overcome their differences, right? They appreciate that compromise is necessary. The willingness to compromise is a big thing. Do we have it here? You know, you've got parties here that prefer coalition partners that are as ideologically connected as possible. But actually, trust is what's more important. You must come to the negotiating table having consulted experts, having performed detailed preparatory research. That's what they do in Germany. And then when they sit down, they're like, okay, this is what our constituency wants, our supporters, this is what your supporters want. How do we compromise? And they don't have this thing where the national parties are constantly involved in the day-to-day running of the coalition agreements. No, they allow their leaders at local government, which is a point Colleen Makubele makes. Allow leaders at local government to lead the coalition. Don't be running it from there in Cape Town. Even when I spoke to the mayor, Mpopalatse, about coalitions, she admitted, I don't have power over how this is constituted. It's Helen Zille who leads the coalition. It's Helen Zille who, is it Helen Zille still, who actually negotiates from that top level. The national leadership must intervene only when necessary. And I think that's part of the problem.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
24 minutes before 10 o'clock. This is the 702 open line. I'm taking your calls on 011-883-0702. What do you think the new coalition is going to look like in the city of Johannesburg? Hemen Mashaba says only God can save the city of Johannesburg under the coalition that's going to come, or that's likely to come. Colleen Makubele told us earlier that she will be announcing a new date for an extraordinary sitting, and that's where a motion of no confidence in Mayor Mpopalatse is going to be put forward. Given what happened with Vasco da Gama, given what happened yesterday with Colleen Makubele getting 141 votes for Speaker and beating the DA's choice, you know how that motion of no confidence in the mayor is going to come out, right? The question is, what does that mean for the city of Johannesburg? The ANC is likely to come back as mayor. COPE has the speaker position. The Patriotic Alliance may want to get some powerful MMC position because they've abandoned that multi-party coalition. And Hemen Mashaba says he doesn't blame the Patriotic Alliance. He blames the DA and its arrogance. Apparently, they wanted to put up Vasco da Gama again for speaker for election. And they didn't want to give the speaker position to the IFP. AK, what do you think? You're calling us from Tembisa.
Hey, Clement. Just to be brief. There's a video in making round where a guy was hurt by a snake. And then, a guy had the snake. And then afterwards, the snake turned to bite the guy. And then the guy that just hurt, then the snake said, it is my nature to do what I must do. The DA will only use other people to get into power, and once it's in power, even the coalition, they always claim they are the leaders. If the DA, given their ability to govern whatever, my governance, they are very good at that. But because they do not want to share power with other people, it must be a white-only leadership. That's why they'll never win it. I pity this woman in Palace. She could have done better with other people, but I've got to go the fate of the DA. That is the DA. It's their nature. They would rather lose governance than to give other people power or recognition at least.
But the problem, though, AK, is yes, they may want to use other parties to get into power. They need those parties to sustain their position in power, right? It's not like when the multi-party, you know, councillors vote for this new mayor, and then the DA is on its own. I mean, look at what's happening now. And the question is, have they managed this multi-party coalition better so that they can sustain that power? Because just being elected and being in power is not enough.
It is the DNA in their blood that does not allow them to do that. They know they, it's in their bloodstream. If they cannot, if they are built like that, they would rather destroy the governance. Look what they did to my man, just because of the black guy. The whites would never allow themselves to be led by a black guy. Rather, kill the DA itself.
AK in Tembisa, thanks for your contribution. Do you agree with what AK is saying? You know, part of the, you know, I read this document when we, before we had our Thursday dialogue about coalitions and lessons we can learn. And it was fascinating. Hence, I'm making a lot of examples about what I learned about Sweden and Germany. And one of the things I picked up is, sure, it's natural for the largest coalition party to receive the largest share of the spoils, right, in terms of positions in the executive. You know, but one of the things that they do in Germany is avoid a situation where a party labels itself as the leader of the coalition. And that's a mistake that's been made by the DA, where it's a DA-led coalition. I know now they want to call it the multi-party coalition, but for the longest time, it's always been the DA-led coalition. And then you're creating this idea that, oh, all the other people are just mere, you know, not just subordinates, but supplementary. There's the leader there. But this thing is a coalition, Papa. If you didn't get an overwhelming majority, you are just like everybody else. The fact that you got 4 extra votes and I got 2 votes doesn't mean that you're going to act as though you are the governing party, that you are the one with overwhelming majority. And I think that political party has not done well in understanding that. Boitumelo in West Dean. Hello.
Hey, Taita, who's it?
Kimnat, Dintang, my bro.
Grand man.
Sure.
Clem, I think the politics in Johannesburg, they're becoming just too dirty. We really need to vote one party that will have a clear majority, because I don't think these guys even get a chance to decide, to discuss service delivery. And my only concern, and I'm an ANC voter, I've been voting ANC from 1994, and my aim was to go change my vote in the coming elections. But hearing from Colleen to say that DA gets controlled from the Republic of Western Cape by Helen Zille and Steenhuisen, and I'm saying, why would I vote for them if they're not going to consider my issues in Johannesburg and my decision is going to be taken in the Republic of Western Cape? I mean, who do I vote?
That's
my challenge.
Yeah, but Colleen, also don't just take what Colleen says, Buitumelo. I think the DA in Johannesburg, through Mpopalatsi, they do engagements with communities. I think it would be unfair to want to claim that they take all instructions from head office. What I understand to be taking place is that when it comes to key decisions around how this coalition is structured and who becomes speaker, who takes mayor, that's a decision that in the DA is led by someone like Helen Zille as the national leader. But not that when it comes to service delivery, they call Helen Zille like, hey, we want to release a budget of 2 billion for this. Should we not? So Bokolin Liwana, they're playing politics. So my point is, just be more circumspect and careful of what you hear from Bohemian Mashaba, Bokolin, Bompopalatse. Because at the end of the day, they're all playing politics. You just make an assessment of what you think works for you, and don't base it on what politicians say, because don't trust them. Basically, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think what Herman Mashaba was saying, let's play hard. I think we need to pray for Johannes.
Rapelang,
Buitumelo.
Yeah, bye-bye, Buitumelo. Let's take some voice notes.
Hey, this Cope woman, is she not aware that she's being used by the ANC in EFF? She's used, eh?
That's the whole nature of coalitions, especially in this country. They use each other. What do you think? I think that's the whole idea the DA, Herman Mashaba's action, they say they're all using each other in this coalition partnership. And that's just the nature of it. And Colleen Makubele seems to understand that.
Except for the Clement. Clement, I think it's about time that we allow a minority party to rule the city, come up with a candidate. This thing of the DA and its arrogance, it's not something new, and we know about the ANC and the corruption. So maybe if we allow a minority party to bring us a candidate, things might work out. Kennedy Njoberg.
Tobela, Madumeja, Clemwa, Manyatela, my fellow listeners and your team. I don't know why in Africa and South Africa we make coalition to be something that is very difficult, simply because individuals are power hungry and they are ready to take out their daggers, knives, to step one at the back so that they fail, then they take over. With regards to the Joburg mayorship, let me just sit back and have my glass of water and popcorns. We'll see what transpired, but yeah, so sad. It is extremely so sad.
Mm.
Live and direct from Ekurhuleni, Lesiba.
Ah, Lesiba, live and direct from Ekurhuleni. Thank you. By the way, I love it. Did you see how I was blushing, Abel, when they said Clemore? Huh? If you want to get me to say yes to anything, just call me Clemore. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, when I was attending French classes, that's what I was called in class. I loved it.
Clement, this is Neo from Pretoria. Absolutely shocking what is happening in Joburg. This is a foretaste of what is to come after 2024. We will have a new president every 3 months. This country will be thrown into a state of complete and utter chaos because people cannot put their personal interests behind. Everybody wants their hand in the cookie jar, and it's about how much money they can rake for themselves. It's shocking.
And you know, what's stressing me is that people are going to lose jobs and services are going to be affected. And that's really my biggest concern. When this instability is not just happening at the political higher echelons. No. You and I are going to feel it. Huh? Feel it. It is here. Remember that? 2010 FIFA World Cup. We are going to feel it as residents of Johannesburg. I'm telling you. And people are going to lose jobs because that's the thing. When there's a new administration, remember what Mpopalatse was trying to do with some of those political, you know, office bearers in the city of Johannesburg, wanting to get them out. And they had their own reasons for that. But when there's new administration that comes in, and then they want anybody who came with the old people to also leave. They want to bring in their own people. It's crazy. Nicholas, you're calling from Johannesburg. Hi.
How the hell are you?
Good. How's it?
Good. Look, as a young person of South Africa, all I can say is I'm so disappointed. I don't know what to say. People of my generation are leaving South Africa in rows and rows and rows because we just feel like the political leaders in this country are just so focused on the money factor and the political power factor, not focusing on the actual issues which needs to be addressed at all costs. I mean, Johannesburg is becoming an absolute dump, in my opinion, and I've lived here my whole life. It's really hard for me to say that, but it's true. And yeah, as a young person, I just feel like we are so let down.
Yeah, no, Nicholas, I understand and I hear that frustration. I absolutely hear that frustration. It's disappointing. It lets you down. And this is what we'll probably be talking about over the next couple of years, heading into the next local government elections. Because who knows what COPE is going to do next year when they wake up one day and they fight with the ANC? Who knows what the Patriotic Alliance is going to do? The ANC can't do this on its own. Who knows if the EFF wakes up one day and they've had a disagreement about something and they've decided they are partners with the minority parties. Who knows what's going to happen? They can just wake up and say, oh, now we're voting back the DA. Nay, we're voting back in Palazzo or somebody else. Like, how long are we going to have to buckle up? We've been through so much since the 2016 local government elections. And I thought by now we would have learned some lessons. And maybe we have as voters. I'm not so sure of our political leaders.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
8 minutes before 10 o'clock. Let's continue with your calls on WhatsApp voice notes. Moloi, you're calling from Bloemfontein. Hi.
Hey, some
hey, Dintang, my bror.
Yes, daddy. Yes,
daddy. Manate.
Clemza, actually, I'm very worried about this coalition or the mess that's happening with this coalition politics in this country. Like, imagine having such a thing at national level. You know, we change president every month. So I'm thinking, I don't know if we can maybe amend our constitution somewhere to say whoever wins the majority, whether it's 50, less than lower than 50% or not, as long as most South Africans voted for you,
then
you should lead for the next 5 years because we can't have this mess happening here.
That's an interesting idea, actually, Moloi. Yeah, that's so interesting. So are you saying, so maybe you don't have a 50% plus one, but maybe you got 48%, but you're still... Like, you are the party that got more votes, so we must allow you to just govern. One. Yeah.
Yes. At a national level. These other ones can do whatever the mess that they're busy doing now. But at a national level, like, it's going to be tricky having a president every 3 months, icon.
You
can't afford that in the country.
No, I hear you, Moloi. Legally speaking, what does that mean? Can we find out from our lawyers? Eh? Is that possible? I mean, obviously not, but, I mean... Do we need to change the constitution to allow for that kind of arrangement? That if you don't have a 50% plus one, then you can be allowed to govern. Because we can't see this film, this movie, every time after the elections. And we witness the level of instability. So maybe that's what we need to look at. Maybe those are the changes we need to see.
Hi, Clement. This is Judy in the Lovo. I just want to say to you, the people of Joburg love their city. We want our city to work as well as Cape Town works. And to do that, it's obvious we're going to have to get rid of all these pseudo-politicians and these people who pretend to be grown-ups, who only want to get money, their hands on the money and the power. We need to take our city back. And as for Herman Mashaba making inane comments like only God can save Joburg, Mr. Mashaba, the people of Joburg will save Joburg. And if that's the best you can do, you just lost my vote. Thanks, Clement.
All right. Thank you for that WhatsApp voice note. I've got a call from Councillor Tsepo. Good morning, Councillor Tsepo. You're an Action SA PR councillor, yeah?
That is correct, Clement.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Clement, I just want to voice out my dissatisfaction and my disappointment with the DA. DA, you know, has been arrogant, and that is why we find ourselves in this situation. As Action SA, we made numerous attempts, you know, to be the voice of reason and to ensure that we strengthen the coalition. And one of the things that we suggested with DA was that let's give the mayorship to ISP and PA must be given chair of chair. That was going to strengthen the coalition because, as Action SA, we believed that let's put positions aside. Let's strengthen the coalition. Let's ensure that City of Johannesburg residents are not compromised. And, you know, they blatantly refused. So they wanted to hold on to power. And that is why we find ourselves in this situation. And as for PA, they betrayed the residents of Johannesburg. And it is so disappointing that ANC is going to come back to loot, you know. And to be honest, this coalition was functioning because of FGSA. Remember, DA was forced into this marriage. They didn't want to run the city. So Herman Mashaba, instead of handing over the government to ANC, we voted for DA without any coalition agreement. So it was so disappointing, you know, for DA to refuse to share power, you know, in order for the coalition to be strengthened. And we are so hurt and disappointed. But, you know, the progress that we have made, it is going to be regressed. And we know that it is the residents that are going to be affected. So it is a frustration that we are having. And we hope that come 2024, as Action SA will get enough votes so that we can be the kingmaker, you know, so that we can be able to service South Africans. Because right now we are having a crisis because of this ANC government.
No, I hear you. Councillor Tepo, thank you for calling. He's an Action SA PR councillor, and he shares those sentiments that were raised by Hemen Mashaba. Do you think we're being unfair a little bit on the DA in terms of their need to occupy key positions? I mean, at the end of the day, they're the biggest party out of all the other parties. They got more votes than all the other parties in this multi-party coalition. And yes, I get it. And I said earlier that for this to work, the DA must stop thinking like that. But is it fair, do you think, to say to the DA, well, don't be obsessed with wanting to occupy, as long as you've got the mayor position? Because the councillor tells us they even wanted the DA to give the mayorship to IFP. Like, would that be fair that I'm coming to the table with more votes, but I'm not I don't have the mayorship. I don't have the speaker position. I don't have the chair of chairs. What do I have? Is that fair?
Good morning, Clement. My name is Carol, and I'm phoning from Johannesburg. I so loved what one of your callers called this whole fiasco. It's a collusion and not a coalition, because that is exactly what it is. It's all just about power and money. In the meantime, all the residents of Johannesburg is suffering because there's no service delivery on any sphere of our community. We shall cry like cry in the beloved country, because nothing good can come of this whole saga in Johannesburg. Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah. One listener said it's a collusion. Another one said it's a biryani.